Welcome back to the Chippewa County Fair. Paul Ramel broadcasting from the fairgrounds once again in the commercial building. And I want to encourage everyone just to stop by our Q92 booth, register for prizes. We're giving Mall of America package away, almost valued at $500. Got Grand Theater tickets in Madison, Fiesta City Speedway tickets. We're going to be drawing Monday afternoon at 4:15. We'll draw the winners of that. So stop by our booth, visit a little bit, and register for prizes. A beautiful day for the fair once again. Of course, tonight in the grandstand, we got foreplay at 8 o'clock and Thompson Square in the grandstand at 9. And tickets are still available. You can buy them at the grandstand tonight. So come on over to Montevideo, the Chippewa County Fair. Many activities going on. You got to check out the circus they brought in. And we'll be visiting with a couple of the circus performers here this afternoon. Boy, they do a fabulous job, that's for sure. And they're going to have performances at 3 o'clock this afternoon, or 4 o'clock this afternoon, and also later tonight. They do a night show as well. So anyway, joining me in the booth right now is Casey Smith. Casey is on the Montevideo Fiesta Days board, and you can't miss the Fiesta Queens when they're in your parade, in your community. Wear the bright blue dresses and uniforms most of the time. And they're very busy, and Casey's going to tell us all about it. Thanks for coming into the booth, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, are you enjoying the fair?
I am. I'm going to go around later and check everything out, but what I've seen so far has been fantastic. It's nice to see all these people out.
Yeah. And you guys have your booth in the other commercial building, right?
Yeah, we do. We're next to CCMH and the Sheriff Department, all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about yesterday's board and what's the responsibilities you guys have during the year?
Well, there's about 12 of us, and we kind of divvy up the responsibilities. We have people that go around to the parades. A lot of volunteers help with that as well, but fundraising, outfits, donations, organization, the events that we put on, and it's really a lot of responsibility, but very rewarding, and we work well together. It's not just one person assigned to a certain thing.
Right, and I know you guys were just, the girls were just, you went back to a queen this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we decided to do that, which just, I don't know, we switched and we switched back.
Yeah, all right, and you were, they were just down at the Ocotillo in Minneapolis, weren't they?
Yes, and they had their coronation, and it went really well. They brought, that was Carrie they brought down there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carrie Froggatt.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I know you, before we went on the air, we talked about you pull the float in some parades. What parades have you been in?
We have gone to Clara City, Maynard, Madison. We went to the Waterama in Glenwood.
Oh, that was a little rainy, I heard, huh?
That was a downpour. Absolutely wet from head to toe.
Oh. So, and they went on with the parade, huh?
They did. They came around and told us they were still going to go on with it. The girls stayed in the car behind the float, but we still pulled it. It looked great. Got it all set up.
Okay. Yeah, I really like the Fiesta Day float. It's very colorful. I think they just redid it, didn't they?
Yeah, we got together in this building we're in actually right now and redid everything. And the sun is beautiful. It just comes together, and especially all the lights and everything. It's a beautiful, beautiful float when it's lit up.
Yep, yep. I know you get a number of girls that participate. It's kind of a family thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's called the Royal Family when they're all together. So it would be the two senior ambassadors, or royalty, excuse me, the two juniors, and then we have two princesses and a queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up next for you guys?
Well,
got anything coming up?
They are going to go to Cokato for coronation on Tuesday night at 5:30. So if you're around that area, go out and check it out.
I know a Miss Appleton program is coming up. The girls usually come to that, to our program, and that'll be Saturday, September 14th.
Okay. So. And then I'm trying to think, maybe Anoka, and then they'll go to the Christmas parade in December at the cities.
Yeah, you guys go all around, not just locally, do you?
No, it's everywhere. I think even a couple in South Dakota.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know, well, I've noticed in your parade and here in Montevideo, they, you know, Brookings, girls are here, and a lot of out-of-town folks come from far away.
Yeah, and we have a very close relationship with the people from South Dakota, and I believe the Aberdeen family that comes out.
Okay.
Get along very well, have a good relationship with those people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can follow you along on social media, can they?
Yes, we're
Tell
on.
Us about that.
We're on Facebook. If you search Montevideo Fiesta Days, if you want to like and follow us, we post lots of videos and pictures and try to inform everybody about what we got going on.
All right. Well, anything else we need to talk about?
Well, if you check out our booth, we have donations from Mall of America. They gave us some coupon books, ride wristbands at Nickelodeon Universe, and Moose Mountain passes. We have some writing tablets and pencils. The tablets are from Walmart. The pencils are from the Fiesta Days board for the kids to grab. And then KDMA and KMGM also gave some wristbands for Nickelodeon Universe and Moose Mountain, tickets to the Minnesota Zoo, Wiley Park in Aberdeen, the Aquatic Center, and tickets for the Fiesta City Speedway.
All right, great. Well, KC, thanks for filling us in on Fiesta Days, the board, and what you guys do. You got another year to plan everything again.
Yes, we do, and it's always...
When is that? It's June?
Yeah, so that'll be June 14th through the 21st, and it's our 75th anniversary, so come check it out.
Oh,
it's
this
be,
next
yeah.
June?
Yes.
75 years.
75. 1949 it started.
So you got a lot of work the next year.
Yes, we do. We do. And it'll be fantastic. We hope to see everybody out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Casey.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Casey Smith from the Montevideo Fiesta Board visiting with us here in our Q92 booth here in the commercial building at the Chippewa County Fair. So come on over. As I mentioned, a lot of activities going on today. And we'll continue with our fair broadcast within the next few hours.